Liu Dalry's English name is Dorothy May Smith. She was born in London in 1918 in a British migrant worker's family. Like many other of her colleagues from that generation, she witnessed the hard times during the war.
When World War II started, I was maybe 20. The airplanes came to bomb London. Our home was in ruins.
Liu had to find a new job for a living. In 1940, she joined China Bank's London branch. There she met a young Chinese man, Liu Benkun. They got married in 1949, the same year of the founding of the New China.
When we were in London, we often went to the Chinese embassy. So we saw many films about China, and food was rationed. So it's very difficult for the people in China.
At that time, the couple had a steady income and lived a comfortable and leisurely life in London. But they decided to give it up and went to China. They sold their apartment at a relatively low price of £12,000 and donated to the people in need.
We didn't need that money in China. We thought that it was better to give the money to the country through Dozen Lee. We were not sure about the others, but we were sure about Dozen Lee.
Liu Dalry took on Chinese nationality. After the couple returned to China, they worked at the Bank of China headquarters in Beijing.
I have worked under both the Communist Party and the Kuomintang. My work and living under the Communist Party has really been much happier.
She applied to join the CPC twice. In 1986, in her 60s, Liu Dalry's wish was realized. She became a CPC member. Discipline and commitment is a common impression Liu has left on her colleagues. Zhao Yuzhen is a former Bank of China staff who had worked with Liu Dalry.
Sometimes, I think she needn't to be so hardworking and dedicated and so strict to herself. She loves her husband. Her husband is a Chinese. She loves her husband's homeland, China. She is willing to devote herself to her husband and this country.
Liu Dalry has experienced a lot and witnessed huge changes during her nearly half a century stay in China. Some of them are good, while others are not. The elderly lady says people should hold an objective view about the CPC.
You cannot expect a party such as the Chinese Communist Party or any party not to make mistakes. They all make mistakes. And the biggest mistake, I think, was the Cultural Revolution. Since then, I have seen many changes. Most of them have been successful.
Liu Dalry says she's confident about the future of the CPC.
If the party continues working for serving the people, if they can continue to have that in mind, and they will have no problem. And the more they pay attention to the people's well-being, the more people will follow them and be satisfied.
She says she loves China, and China is her home.
China is our home. We're all Chinese. I am Chinese.
For Studio Plus, I'm Xu Fei.